Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast. I am your host, as always, Logan's dad, Dimitri. I'm very, very honored to say we're growing. The growth, the rate in which we're growing is tremendous. I'm very, very proud. I'm very, very grateful for all the love you guys give me on a consistent basis. Whether you're watching it on YouTube or you're streaming it in your car or, you know, it's a nightcap for you. Whatever it is, I am grateful. For all the newcomers, thank you for making it this far. I'm your host, Dimitri. It's good to meet you guys. I'm answer what everybody asks on TikTok. I'm 27. I'm from Chicago, West Side. I'm 5'11 for everybody thinking I'm part of the goddamn Short King Club. I am not, unfortunately. No shade to them. Y'all be just, you know, you got it. But what else can I give you? I am going to say thank you again to everybody returning. Thank you again and again and again. I will never stop thanking you guys. But today I wanted to have a conversation about first dates. First dates, do's and don'ts. First date tips for first dates, whether you're men or women. I got a little bit of both. You know what I'm saying? Because I might be single, but I give a hell of a first date. I can make a hell of an impression on somebody. I think that's a strong suit of mine. I have a great ability to make people feel comfortable. I love that about myself. But that's enough about the brag, because obviously shit ain't working. Still single, you know what I'm saying? Obviously I ain't doing something right, but we're going to dive right into it. I'm going to put this disclaimer in the air first. For everybody who's out there, you know, maybe anticipating going on a date or want to go on a date or, you know, has it in a future to start dating again. The very first tip when it comes to dating, only date who you want. That's it. Listen, if he don't meet your criteria or she don't meet your criteria, cut them off the table. Stop going out with people you have no interest in. That's rule number one. I think I've expressed that in other videos, but I can't express to you how important that is. To date who you see. If you don't see no future, if you don't see date number two possibly coming out of this going in, don't fucking do it. Because you know, men know exactly what they want out of things. And if you want a free meal, baby, just say that. Just say that up front. We still could probably kick it. If it's me, I'm that cool of a dude. If you just want a meal, you know what I'm saying? I gotta eat regardless. So, you know, I not have a little company, but just say that going in. But only spend your time in places you deem worthy of your time. Nothing else. But we're going to dive right into it. It's going to seem like I'm aiming at the man specifically, but I got something for women too. One thing that I could tell to the fellas that we often get wrong about first dates. I know this is probably the biggest fucking debate of all time. This whole 50-50 thing. Listen, fellas, if you are interested, pay for the first date. Just right out, off top, pay for the first date. Because what that does is it puts it in her mind that she's important to you, or she could possibly be important to you. It puts it in her mind that this date was important to you. Just pay the fucking, you know what I'm saying, $100 or whatever. I don't know what date y'all going on. Y'all could be going on a cheap date. Whatever date it is for you guys that suits you guys best, just pay for it. Trust me, it'll bowl well in her vision of your character. Because the thing about a first date, you don't know anybody, right? You're only assuming everything they're going to do going forward off this one encounter, right? And if you put up a hassle in terms of who's going to pay for this, you're going to put up a hassle in terms of everything that follows. It's going to be like, okay, babe, you didn't go half on that first date, so you got to do the next one. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you how I tend to spice things up when, you know, it comes to things of that matter. I like to bet. Right. So if you ever been on a date with me and we had a bet, that's something I like to do. You know, say if I go bowling. OK, yeah, we bowling. If I win, shit, what I want to go on another date. You know, if I win, shit, what I want you to pick me up next time. You know what I'm saying? Spice it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But that's a beautiful way to spice it up. If you're doing a fun activity where you can win, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying just whoop a ass like you got to show you Kobe Bryant a bowling or some shit. No, what I'm saying is, you know,
keep the score close, you know. But if you truly want to win, because typically if she likes you, her bet is going to be in the same realm of yours. If you say, I want a second date, her bet is going to be something like, okay, we got to go here on a second date. Or okay, da-da-da. Or okay, da-da-da. Nine times out of ten, those things will align for you guys. No need to hassle it there. Just pay the money. It'll bode well for your character. What else can I tell you? Offer to pick her up. Even if she's uncomfortable with you picking her up on the first date, listen, it's generous. It shows that you are passionate about her, her safety, and everything that comes with it. And if you're willing to pick her up, hey, if you don't mind spending the gas, and I'm telling you, if you want someone, don't mind it right off top. Don't mind a lot of things. I don't mind spending the money on gas. I don't mind paying for the date. I don't mind, you know what I'm saying, making sure you get home before I don't mind doing this. I don't mind doing that. Just don't mind. You know what I'm saying? If you really care, you won't mind. Another thing, if you pick her up, that means you're going to be one to drop her off. Hey, fellas, listen, man. We got to stop, and I'll admit to it, I was one that did it when I was younger, but we have to stop pulling off before that door closed. We got to stop leaving before that young lady make it in the house, because on that date, you will be the last person seen with her if she does not make it in the house safe. God forbid. You understand what I'm saying? Not only does it bode well for your character that you just wait and keep an eye on her to make sure she's safe, she is in your hands, dog. Her safety is in your hands. You're the protection for the night. You understand what I'm saying? So at least the least you can do is make sure she makes it home safe. Make not even home, but in. I'm talking about in her house. Okay, you got every right to pull off after that. If she's made it in and you've seen it, hey, you do 90 going home. But the thing about it is you have to make sure she's safe. She feels safe. And that's another thing I got to touch on. Comfort is a big, big part of first dates. Not a lot of people realize. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, I actually, you know, take a little wine before I actually do a first date. I actually may even have a drink before or a drink on the date. Because comfort plays into 90% of everything that's going on in the dating world. If you're uncomfortability, I think that's a word. We're going to make up a word if it ain't. Uncomfortability, hey, we're going to say it twice, can be felt. You know, it's a transferable energy. If you're uncomfortable, she's going to be uncomfortable. You know, so another thing in terms of that, put your phone down. That goes for men and women. Put your phone down, because when you out and you see somebody on their phone, whether it's a date or not, you're not more than likely going to pick up your phone because you don't know what to do. You ain't going to stare at them on their phone. You're going to pick up yours. And now you got two people sitting there awkward during this conversation. You understand what I'm saying? And it may seem like I'm targeting the fellas. So ladies, if you're hearing this, just take this as green flags. If a man is doing this on a date, if a man pick you up, hey, listen, brother, do not hassle finding a park. Don't spend the block 30,000 times looking for a park, especially if this restaurant has valet. Just valet the car. I know you're probably thinking like, who want to pay $30, $50 to park? Hey, it's $30 to $50 aimed towards your character. Now that this woman is looking at you like, yeah, this man is serious. This man is about business, you know. And at least for my fellas who don't have it, because I haven't always had it. For the fellas who don't have it, offer to drop her off at the door. Baby, look, I'm gonna drop you off at the door. 9 times out of 10, if she's truly interested in you, and I'm talking about truly, depending on what kind of date y'all on. If it's a real chill date, she'll say this. But if y'all, she got on heels, drop off at the door. Non-negotiable, girl. Go to that door, girl. If she doesn't have heels on, 9 times out of 10, she truly likes you. She's going to tell you, "Nah, baby, I'll walk with you. Don't even worry about it. You gotta find a park. We gotta find a park. I got you. Don't even worry about it." But the fact that you offered to drop off at the door means more than anything. You tried to take the stress off her legs. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, if you can, you do. And that's in every regard. Let me tell you a trick that I did one time. And this was in my last relationship. I was actually in a relationship, but you just try to be as creative as possible. I remember one time, it was actually her birthday. And her friend came out with us. Just one friend. She came out with us to eat at this really fancy restaurant downtown. I remember parking a car. What she didn't know is that I had called ahead to this restaurant. right? I'm the one who made the reservation. So I had called ahead to this restaurant that she wanted to eat at. I put my card on file, right? I told them, here's my card. Whatever the bill comes up to, charge the whole thing. Right? So they never even brought us a receipt to my table. I ain't even need it. The friend got a free meal, my girl. And then I told him, look, hey. Y'all want to down the dash right quick? Y'all ready? I ain't even say down the dash. My fault. I'm lying. Let me not blur the story. I told him, y'all ready to go? Right after we finished eating, right after the waiters took the shit. Y'all ready to go? She said, what you mean? Don't you got to pay? I said, baby, we ain't worried about that. That's little stuff. You know what I'm saying? Look, straight boss. Look, capping. Capping like a motherfucker. That's little stuff. You know? And we ain't worried about that. Mama, you ready or not? What do you mean we ain't got to pay? What are you saying right now? I'm saying let's go. Like, they know me. They didn't know me. I was a nigga who just put the card in foul. On foul. They did not know me. But the friend looking at me like, he raw as hell. Like, damn, my nigga ain't never, you know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is if you have that ability to wow, you do. Because that wow factor is very important, especially for a first date. And the thing about it is, do not wow anybody with an effort you can't keep up. You have to be able to continuously put forth this effort. Don't be wowing people with shit you can't constantly give. You know what I'm saying? If you're not a spontaneous man and can't surprise somebody in that nature, then I'm not telling you go do that on the first date. But if you are, hey, listen, bro, she'll appreciate it. She'll understand that you care enough to surprise, that you care enough. And the thing about it is, I know we get so particular. Women, for the ladies, you know what bodes very well for you on first dates? Eye contact. Girl, look that man in his motherfucking soul when he's sitting across from you for that table. While you eating, just look that nigga right between his goddamn eyeballs. And what that does is it creates a dominance. See, men don't express enough that they actually like a little dominance in a woman. Men don't say that. But me, baby, just that eye contact, I'll jump over this motherfucking table and have my way with you, girl. Don't play with me, girl. Don't do it. That eye contact is something vicious. Even when he's talking, it lets him know. It allows him to know that you care about what he's saying. So he's more passionate in his conversation. And fellas, don't hog the fucking conversation. It's not all about you. Because not only is she trying to learn you, you're trying to learn her. And me personally, as a man, I would like to know more about this lady I'm with than her knowing more about me when I walk away. That way, when the second date comes around, okay, now I got all of these things to play off. It may be small shit, you know what I'm saying? But now you may know her favorite drink. So if y'all out at a bar, you can get her a favorite drink and bring it back to her. You see what I'm saying? And I was like, oh shit, she on the phone like, bitch, he knew my favorite drink. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he listened, and that bowls really, really well for you. You understand what I'm saying? There's so many things. Like, there's a couple things you should not be doing on the first date. Certain shit you just should not talk about. Politics is definitely one of them things, and I know that's more of a, you know what I'm saying, a different audience, because black people don't talk politics in general. We don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Hypothetically, most of us don't. I'm from the hood. I really, you know, I ain't stopped voting until I was fucking, whatever. The past relationships. Like, let that shit be until it's necessary to bring up. Don't you be throwing all your baggage on top of this goddamn table, girl. Huh? Don't get me wrong. Me personally, I can handle it, but I just met you. Major thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesco.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us,
or cry,
then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Manhater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
That's you and me. You finna be trauma dumping for the next 9 months. We just got here. Take it easy. You know, like it'll progress the way it's supposed to progress. Where, girl, we ain't got to rush that. I'm going to know everything about you one day, so you ain't got to spit it all out right here. You ain't got to put the X on the table. You just showing me he's still relevant in your mind. Let that shit be. If you've healed, if you've done the work, girl, listen, maybe that's third date energy. Maybe that's in between dates on the phone energy, but it ain't right now. You get what I'm saying? It ain't right now. Don't pull out your phone and start showing me your past pictures, girl. I don't need to see none of that shit. I don't need to know nothing about who you've been with already until my heart can handle that. We just met. You understand? Fella, same for you. Don't be bringing that young woman up at that table. If you miss her, go be with her. Huh? Because now is not the time and the place. You feel what I'm saying? What else can I tell you? There's a bunch of etiquette, right? Let's say you open the doors. That's a small gesture that goes super, super, you know, it's super, super undervalued these days. Chivalry. Right? Open that restaurant door. And I ain't saying get all physical and touchy-touchy, but just slightly guide her in. You know what I'm saying? Make sure she's safe going in. You know, if people walking past, just, you know, pull her a little closer. Let her know she's secure here. Boy, it does a lot. You may not even have all the muscles, but she gonna feel like you do. She gonna feel like she's safe with you. And that's what you wanna, that's what you wanna display. I ain't telling you take your gun out and sit it on the dashboard, but you know, act like you care to protect. Fellas, keep an umbrella in your car. If it's raining, right, keep it in the trunk. Let her see you could work for it. Keep it in the trunk. She may have forgot her umbrella at home. You say, don't even worry about it, baby. I got you. Go out to the trunk. Get a little wet a little bit. Look, chest glistening. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you got a tank top on. Maybe you got, I don't know. But get a little wet. Show her you worked for her not to get wet. Get the umbrella out. Look, pop it open. Go to her side. Open her door. Hey, listen. I don't know if you've heard. I'm going to Dreamville Fest, right? April 5th through the 7th or something like that. I am super excited. I put this raffle in the air, in place. So somebody, a lucky person, can win and travel to Dreamville with me. Listen, super excited. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. I even put another stipulation on it, right? For the winner, whoever wins, they're welcome to bring somebody of their choice. Bring your grandma, goddamn. Bring your son. Bring your kids. Bring, you know, I haven't put two in it. But maybe, you know, we might talk about it. Listen, the raffle ends March 23rd. I just hope the winner got some energy because we teeing up. Car karaoke, listen, drinks on me, food on me, room on me, flight on me, everything's on me. That's on me, baby. I don't even know, bro, that sing that song. But it's on me. Into the raffle. I hope you win. Let's have a good time. You understand what I'm saying? I am praying for your success. That's just me. I'm praying for your success. I hope you win. Huh? All right? Back to our regularly scheduled program. Listen, take the umbrella around to her car door, open it up, and guide her into the restaurant. It's common courtesy. She will respect you for doing it. Trust me. I ain't got all the sauce. I'm just here trying to teach you how to win. I'm trying to give you a little bit, just a little bit of sauce. I hate this narrative that it takes an expensive restaurant or it takes some like magical place like Disney World to have a good time. In my opinion, you can have a quality first date anywhere because it's all about the company. It's all about how well. I went to the movies and it was one of the best dates I've ever been on. We seen goddamn Little Mermaid and that was one of the best dates I've ever been on. We sat at the bar outside the fucking, you know what I'm saying? That was actually in a movie theater, had a drink or two. We went in and we had a good time. You know what I'm saying? So the thing about it is a date is wherever you make it. People got to get this narrative out their head that it got to be some expensive restaurant. It does not. Like, let's be for real. You just want it to be an expensive restaurant. It does not. Like, in all actuality, you know good and goddamn well it ain't got to be some goddamn first class restaurant. Like, it is about the company, girl. We can have fun at a park. We can have fun at my grandma's house if we choose to. Shout out to my grandma. Hey, grandma, I love you, girl. But anyway, I'm just trying to give you a little bit of the sauce. Ladies, what I could tell you about a first date, right? I'm going to tell you this. I would never sit and tell you to eat light, right? I never tell you eat light. But on a first date, highly suggested that you don't order the whole right side of the menu. Because a man's going to look at you and put a stipulation, not even a stipulation, but he's going to put a condition on you that say she's greedy. And you never want that attached to your name because that may not be the case. You just ain't ate all day. So, you know what I'm saying? Have a little snack in between right before the date. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want that associated to your character like you a greedy person. And the only reason you took this date was to get something to eat. You don't want that attached to your character. Right? So I'm just saying, have a little snack in between. You know what I'm saying? Eat a little bit here and there. Fair enough? I feel like that's fair enough. I feel like that ain't asking for too much. What else can I tell you, fellas? Cologne. Oh, brother. Ladies, same for you. Perfume. How you smell leaves a remarkable impact on how much people want to be around you. Fellas, put the axe away. Put the Old Spice spray away. Put it away. Go get you some goddamn cologne. You understand what I'm saying? Real cologne. You come borrow some of mine. Get you a little Tom Ford, a little Dior, a little 1 million. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of incredible colognes out. Do not, listen, don't just leave out the house smelling like body wash. You want to smell like a man. You understand what I'm saying? Smell like an attractive man. Ladies, same for you. Put on your favorite perfume and go out and bag this nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Go out and bag this nigga. But also enjoy yourself. If you not, if you're on a date and you're not enjoying yourself, that tells you right there ain't no another one. So you got to make sure you enjoy yourself. Not just for yourself, but for the person as well. Make sure they enjoy your company. Make sure you are being company. You understand what I'm saying? Because even in a relationship, your favorite, my favorite part of a relationship was having company. Having someone there to have a ball with. You feel what I'm saying? If that makes sense. I hope that makes sense for you guys. What else can I give you? Let me think. One of my favorite parts about a first date, right? It's not over till you say it's over. Baby, we could do 3, 4, 5, 6 things. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we can make this night feel long as hell. Let's spice it up. Let's keep it creative. We could skydive in the morning. Goddamn, do a little workout, you know, right after that. We can go swimming. We can go to some nice ass restaurant with tuxedos on. It's as long as you make it. This date ain't got to end. You understand what I'm saying? We can make this motherfucker just as spicy as need be. We can go candle making. We can go candle shopping. A date can be wherever you want it to be. As long as you're enjoying yourself, that's the most important part. Don't be out here spending time with these motherfuckers you're not enjoying yourself with. Cut it out. Cut it out. Stop wasting your time. And one of the biggest things I can give you about a first date, it's not only smelling good, but hygiene in general. Oh, my God. Fellas, clean your car. If you're going to let this lady ride in your car, clean your car, right? Get a car wash. Don't let your shit be dirty. Make your shit smell like a brand new car. She going to get in that motherfucker like, this you? Yeah, baby, this me. It's all me right here. None but it. You smell that? New car smell just for you, girl. Stop playing. You understand what I'm saying? Hygiene, not only for your car, but for yourself as well. Nigga, shower, nigga. My nigga, take a bath. And a good one, thorough. Wash them parts of your body you don't typically wash. You understand what I'm saying? Get it all. Lady, same for you. You know, because I don't know how y'all like get down on first dates, but you could be a snack tonight. If you out with the right motherfucker, you could be a snack tonight. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? So clean it up. Keep it fresh. Let's be adults about this. You feel me? And another recommendation for first dates, make it original. Do something she has not done in a while. Do something she has yet to do. Pique her interest, because if she's having fun, let me tell you something. It's statistically proven that people who connect through adventure or excitement generally last longer. That's a fucking fact. So if we connect and we doing something we both enjoy, hey, our chemistry is just a little higher than the motherfucker you know what I'm saying, was walking at the park with. You understand what I'm saying? Meet me somewhere fun, roller coasters, goddamn. Let me win you this prize at this carnival because this jumper's wet. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a bunch of different things. This is a short podcast episode. I just wanted to get on here and give you guys a few tips on what a first date should look like. Again, thank you for being a part of my journey, tuning in with me. I was finna say a whole bunch of something, right? But I'm gonna leave it at this. From the bottom of my heart, you guys have truly changed my life. I am honored. I'm grateful to be loved by so many people. I was down and out, depressed. If you know me, you know my story. Not even too long ago. I thank you with everything in me. I can't be more thankful. My prayers are different. The way I look at myself is different. So whether you supporting my merchandise or you're supporting the raffle or on a TikTok live or coming under a post, I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. I cannot express it to you enough what you guys have done for me. to everybody I've touched, to everybody I helped heal, even just a little bit, you are welcome. Never thank me for that. Because if you was ever in that place I was in, I would have wanted help from anybody. I wish I looked up a podcast to watch. So again, I love you. I'm grateful for you guys. I'm blessed. Y'all be safe out here in these streets. Peace out.